I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In July of 1981, Jesse's Girl was the number one song in the country. MTV went on the air August 1st, 1981. Rick Springfield wasn't on the first day, but he was on early in the rotation. So here you had a young, good-looking guy, nice music, and fun videos. And so Rick Springfield was a big part of the early years of MTV. So I asked Rick, do you remember the first time you saw Jesse's Girl on MTV?
No, I don't, actually. I think the first time I was aware that it was being watched was I was on General Hospital, and I came in, and everyone was talking about the video, and I guess they'd seen it on some cable channel. A fight had finished early, and they'd scrambled to try and find something to fill the time, so they found my cassette of the video, and they played that, and everybody saw it. And it was actually before MTV started playing it, and it was... I wondered why we did a video, because no one was playing videos at that point, so it was just serendipitous, you know?
So looking back 41 years ago, Rick, from the standpoint of an artist, what was your first impression of MTV?
I thought it was kind of weird. It was just, you know, a little production. I thought it wasn't, was just another way of getting your music out there. It certainly, I don't think even they knew it was going to turn into the monster it turned into. But it, yeah, it was a good time to be to have records out, because you had two shots at it. It had the radio and they had the TV as well to try and get it across. There were some terrible videos made, and I was responsible for some of them, but it was a good thing overall.
When I think back on the productions of videos, I couldn't help but think about, from the standpoint of a performer, did the elaborate productions of the videos and all the close-ups that they had you with your doing videos, did that put added pressure on you as a performer in a concert?
At a concert?
Yeah, to pull that image off on stage.
Oh, no, not really. I mean, the concert's a whole different vibe. You can't really match that in TV. I mean, even televised concerts don't have the energy that a lot being at a live show does. So there was never any competition there at all. Our first, you know, Jesse's Girl video cost probably about $900, you know, so, and that's the most played one of all my videos. So it's pretty funny that, you know, it really, I guess, depended on the song in the end.
Have you noticed anything different about the post-pandemic crowd?
They're very thankful, a lot more thankful than they were, and so am I. You know, every artist is thankful to be out there playing again. I think enthusiasm has been the key word.
Did the pandemic change you at all?
What's that?
Did the pandemic change you at all?
Yeah, maybe not want to be close to people, which is a bit of a bummer, but walking around your neighbors, you know, is, if you pass them on the street, is kind of weird, but... I think it's here for the long run, so we may as well just get used to it. Yeah. You know, it's going to turn into what it turns into, but it's here, so just another thing we have to live with.
What do your kids think of you? Are you just like a regular dad to them?
No, they're aware of the thing, you know, but it's not a big deal. I mean, I'm dad to them, and that's really, you know, as it should be. Yeah.
Your son's an actor, musician?
My eldest son's an actor, yeah. Youngest son's actually a school teacher, but they're both great, great people.
When you look back on what you did on General Hospital, any regrets that your career didn't take off in the acting realm better than the music realm?
No, I mean, I only had time really to you know, focus on one at that, to that degree, and the music one just took off a lot faster. The soap was, you know, it was... I don't know, it was what it was, but you never really kind of launch out of a soap opera. I did because of the music, and the popularity of the show just happened to peak at when I, you know, at the same time that I was on. It wasn't because of me, but it was, again, serendipitous. But acting has continued. I've done better roles and more interesting roles in the last probably 5 years than I've done in anything before that. So acting is the kind of thing that if you stick with it and you have some degree of an understanding of it, you get better at it.
I'm sure you wouldn't have thought back then that you would be here 41 years later doing this. How does it feel?
I love to play live, you know. I still do it to get up to play a guitar. That's what I do it for. I mean, I don't really see an end to it unless I'm called, you know. So, it's not weird. It's just my gig.
Yeah, well, you look great. So it's like, you know, I mean, I think you're an example of how, you know, you take care of yourself and you can be happy, like, for a long time.
Yeah, health's always been number one for me above anything, and enjoying what, you know, what I do is really the key to, for me, to having a relatively happy life.
Right before you go on stage, right before you start a show, what do you say to yourself?
I wonder what's for dinner.
Rick Springfield backstage is about to go on stage here at the IP Casino in Biloxi. And, you know, we're going to reminisce about MTV on the show Monday, and wanted you to be part of it because MTV was such a big part of the early part of your career.
Yeah, it was. It was, again, a fortuitous thing that I think it helped everybody that was involved in it. It helped them, certainly. I don't know as far as a long-term thing, because I think, again, it's up to the music to have the longevity. I don't think a video has any longevity other than the power of the music, but it was a great tool for sure.
But it's got to feel great that people are still responding to your songs.
Yeah. No, I mean, you mean now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's great. I'm very, very proud of that and happy for that, and that's why I go out and play is to, you know, a communion with people who want to be here, and it's our little church.
Rick, thanks a lot, man.
Thanks.
All right.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.